but everybody has some of it. For some people, it's their entire identity. Remove the complainer and there isn't much left. Who am I? So we are here to find, to access, to realize that there is more to you than the patterns, mental, emotional, reactive patterns that perhaps for a long time have succeeded in pretending to be who you are. In other words, complete identification with those patterns. And now have a look again inside yourself. The voice may still be there, or it may have subsided. And the emotion that goes with it may still be there as an energy field inside you. Cannot be denied. What you do with it, it is as it is. This moment always is as it is. And so you surrender to the way it is. And with that comes what one could call a very different state of consciousness into this world. And this is why we are here. To access that within ourselves, to deepen it, because in many of you, that deeper state of consciousness that is not conditioned is already emerging. It is, yes, it is a transformation of consciousness. When that emerges in a human being, it is an incredible transformation of consciousness. When you're identified with the patterns, sooner or later you will encounter conflict. You will make yourself suffer. And everybody who makes themselves suffer, they make other people suffer too. And then comes violence. Physical is the last level of violence. Before it comes to physical violence, come other levels of violence, emotional, mental. The violence that you do to yourself and to others. Am I saying you shouldn't be doing it? That doesn't work. The patterns have their momentum. You cannot fight them head on. You can only transcend them by, so to speak, taking a step back and allow whatever is to be, externally or internally, with that simple act. And it is so simple, that simple act of inner alignment with now.